presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business. August 28, 1109 America, New York. Rick Reed, GOP adman of Swift Boat campaign, dies at 69. In helping to create a series of ads attacking the Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry's military record, he added a new term to the political lexicon. Rick Reed helped produce ads during the 2004 campaign that attacked the war record of Senator John Kerry, who was running for president.
Finance and economics.
August 28, 1006 America, New York. The missing pandemic innovation boom. Digitization and new ways of working were meant to unleash productivity growth. What went wrong? Marginal revolution.
August 28, 959 America, New York. What should I ask Mary Gateskill? I will be doing a conversation with her. Here is Wikipedia. Mary Gateskill, born November 11, 1954, is an American novelist, essayist, and short story writer. Her work has appeared in The New Yorker, Harper's Magazine, Esquire, The Best American Short Stories, 1993, 2006, 2012, 2020, and The O.
New York Times Business.
August 28th. 9 o'clock America, New York. The week in business. Changing consumer habits. Peloton struggles to emerge from the pandemic. The Federal Reserve Chair issues a warning from Jackson Hole. Economists await August's jobs report.
BBC News Business.
August 28, 9 o'clock America, New York. UK's biggest unions propose coordinated strikes this autumn. The UK's largest unions, Unite and Unison, call for a joined-up approach as they fight for better pay deals.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 28, 8:35 America, New York. Inventory pileup. Uneasy shoppers put retailers in jeopardy. Chains have a glut of inventory heading into key sales period just as some shoppers are pulling back.
Wall Street Journal US Business.
August 28, 8 o'clock America, New York. Airlines keep flight cuts, other curbs as industry woes linger. Carriers and airports around the world are sticking with their recovery playbook through the fall and winter, attempting to steady operations after a wild summer of global travel disruptions that shows signs of easing.
Daily FX Market News.
August 28, 8 o'clock America, New York. Dow Jones and S&P 500 cratered on Powell comments. APAC and EU stocks likely to follow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 cratered after Fed Chair Powell's Jackson Hole speech. Asian and European stocks are likely to feel the pressure this week.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 28, 747 America, New York. District attorneys allege ADA shakedown. Heads up, Monterey Peninsula business owners. A wheelchair-bound disabled man who's filed more than 800 lawsuits alleging violations of disability access laws has taken aim at more than a dozen mom-and-pop shops in Salinas, and the peninsula could be his next target.
Global economy, August 28, 516 America, New York. Europe clings to stability as Russia turns off gas tap for repairs. Plus, anger ripples across UK workforce and NASA's mission to the moon blasts off.
New York Times Business.
August 28, 5 o'clock America, New York. One man's dream of fusing AI with common sense. Artificial intelligence systems can process vast amounts of data in seconds, but they can't make sense of the world or explain their decisions. David Ferrucci wants to change that. Doctor.
Global economy.
August 28, 4 o'clock America, New York. Did US jobs growth wane in August? Market questions is the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Daily FX Market News.
August 28, 2 o'clock America, New York. Canadian dollar forecast. USDCAD points higher following Jerome Powell's Jackson Hole speech. Following Jerome Powell's hawkish Jackson Hole speech, USDCAD points higher toward 1.3100. Upside could be limited on oil strength.
Marginal revolution.
August 28, 039 America, New York. Will open science matter? Yesterday I posted this link about how federally funded science will have to be made open access right away. I'm all for this, as it has some upside and no downside that I can see. Still, at the margin, I am not sure it will make a huge difference.
Daily FX Market News.
August 27, 2000 America, New York, Euro price forecast. Hawkish Powell sees reemergence of central bank divergence narrative for Euro, USD. Euro, USD goes into the week with markets knowing the Fed's aggressive outlook while the EU continues to be plagued by an energy crisis as we head into winter.
BBC News Business.
August 27, 1957 America, New York, solar panel sales boom as energy bills soar. More people are turning to renewable energy as a way to cut energy costs.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. August 27, 1617 America, New York. Common sense, anyone? In this episode, former EconTalk guest and author of Gut Feelings, Gerd Gigerenzer joins host Russ Roberts to talk about his latest book, How to Stay Smart in a Smart World. Why Human Intelligence Still Beats Algorithms.
Global Economy.
August 27, 1605 America, New York. ECB officials warn of sacrifice needed to tame surging inflation. Hits to growth and employment may be necessary, says Schnabel, as Villeroy de Galhau says inflation target, unconditional.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
August 27, 1546 America, New York. Facebook parent Meta to settle Cambridge Analytica lawsuit. Details of the preliminary settlement with Facebook users weren't provided. The suit was related to the handling of user data.
Marginal Revolution.
August 27, 1435 America, New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. What jazz has been blamed for. 2. Today, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, OSTP, updated U.S. policy guidance to make the results of taxpayer-supported research immediately available to the American public at no cost.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 27, 1230 America, New York, Financial Bubbles and Austrian Business Cycle Theory. In recent months, my interest in financial bubbles, their causes, and how they form impelled me to buy an exciting book. Specifically, I purchased a copy of Boom and Bust, A Global History of Financial Bubbles by William Quinn and John D.
BBC News Business.
August 26, 2301 America, New York, Energy Bills, Middle Earners Will Need Help with Rising Prices Too, says Chancellor. Even people on incomes of £45,000 are likely to need help with rising energy prices, Nadeem Zahawi says.